Good morning, everyone. It is 6:36 in the morning, and it is Easter, and happy Easter to everybody. The sun is just coming up. I don't know how much we will be able to see the sunrise, but I'm pointing it in the right direction. It's overcast and cloudy this morning. Temperature is about 28 degrees, and I am at Walker Bay in Walker, Minnesota. And Walker Bay is part of Leech Lake, which is one of the largest lakes in this area. Good morning, Lisa. I don't know how much of the sun we're going to see this morning, but I would love to read a scripture this morning. And it's out of John 20. And it is the resurrection story. Good morning, Mary. John 20, starting with verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been moved from the tomb. So she ran and went to get Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and he believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside of the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that what he had said to her. Here ends the readings of God's holy word. as I was driving over here, it was in the dark, and up here, I'm constantly watching for deer. And I kept thinking of what Mary must have felt like as she was walking to the tomb that morning in the dark. You know, was she watching her step carefully because she couldn't see where she was going? Was she carrying anything? How cold was it? Like right now it's 28 degrees out here, and you know, was she cold? Did she wear some type of layers that would keep her warm? And what exactly was she going to do when she got there? And that's everything that I was thinking of when I came and I was driving. And what a surprise it must have been for her to see that stone rolled away. And of course, she's not going to think that he rose from the dead. She's going to think somebody took him. And so she ran back and got two of the disciples, and they came back, and it never said that they believed that they rose from the dead. When Peter and the other disciple were there, they just saw that Jesus was gone. And it says the other disciple believed, but what did he believe? For me, when I read that, I think, well, he must have thought that Mary was telling the truth. He believed that the body was gone. And they didn't know what else to do except go back home. But Mary stayed, and she wept outside of that tomb. And then it says that two angels were in the tomb and asked her why she was weeping. And then supposedly the gardener was there. And Mary didn't recognize that the gardener was actually Jesus. I mean, can you blame her? Can you blame her that she thought that, of course, this isn't Jesus? And she supposed that he would be anybody but Jesus. And what a surprise. What a surprise it must have been for her to hear her name. When Jesus said, Mary, that instant recognition of when somebody calls your name and you know who it is. And what a burst of light must have just shattered her darkness. That hope again. And I think that's pretty neat. On Good Friday, I left you with a question of, what do you see in your darkness? And I have to question, what did Mary see in her darkness? And why was she chosen to be one of the first witnesses to Jesus' resurrection? And we're going to talk about that this morning more later on at 9:30. But for right now, the sun is coming up, and I'm going to sit here a few more minutes, but then I'm going to go to church. No one's there. The church is going to be empty this morning, just like the tomb. And what I want to do, and what I need to do this morning, is to go to the church and ring the bell. And boy, are the neighbors not going to be happy with me. But it is Easter, and he has risen. And I'm going to ring the bell. So, and I was going to hop on live, so give me about 20 minutes, 25 minutes to get there. And I will go Facebook Live again. And we will celebrate this day because he is risen and he knows our name. Amen. Okay, my friends, I'm going to sign off and I'll come back on in about 20 minutes and you can help me ring the bell. Talk to you in a little bit.